Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa, not
Tua Tagovailoa,
a forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Chris Sims can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of
food. Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Ow! Tobin and Leroy here with you on 7-9 to the ticket. Taking you up until 10 o'clock. Got Hats Off a Ship coming up later on in today's program. But first, let's get to that idea here. Ratatouille off a ship.
This is WAXY Miami, WSFS HD2 Miramar, the home of Tobin and Leroy, Jim Rome, Hawk and Crowder, the Miami Heat, and Inter Miami, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
So the Dolphins back on the practice field today as they begin gearing up for the Buffalo Bills. Kickoff Sunday, 1 o'clock. Buffalo is a 5.5-point road favorite going into this Week 3 game. Stephon Diggs was on the Rich Eisen show yesterday, and the star Bills wide receiver had this to say in regards to the Dolphins offense.
Oh, they look explosive. They don't just look sweet. They look like a good football team. Tua's out there slinging that thing around. Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill, you know, those guys are speedsters. Those guys take the top off. They making a lot of explosive plays. You watch them on tape for the past 2 weeks. They look real good, and I'm just like, they're doing a great job over there. It's going to be a test for us. It's going to be another challenge for us, a game in the division, in Miami, hostile environment. Do everything we can to prepare and get a win. But those guys look great over there. You know, I see that connection over there brewing up early, man. So hopefully they can keep it going and, you know, hopefully not too much against us.
Smells like fear. Smells like fear, if you ask me, dude. That sounded like nerves.
You know what?
Nerves,
you know what?
Dude.
You know what that is? Just acknowledgement. A tip of the cap.
Tip of the
he don't play defense.
Tip of the cap.
So why would is he scared of? Why would he be scared of Tyreek Hill?
Well, I don't know.
My goodness, stop it!
I'm just very into a lot of positivity there.
You sound ridiculous.
Do I?
He giving a compliment to the opposing team, mm-hmm. And you already to his, and that
it
means
like nerves
scared.
To me, dude.
So what are you supposed to say? They all right? They bums? They were wide open. Should he have said that?
You think I'm reading into it too much?
Yes.
I don't know, man. I don't know, Marcos.
Trying to do the old interview nice guy.
You didn't.
That's it.
You didn't sense a little fear-ski there from Stephon Diggs.
No,
it's a little really? Bit of wiggle room, you know. When they lose, it's like, I told you
they were great. Yeah. Talk up. You know, sometimes you'll see that in the fight game. You know, you'll talk up an opponent even more to realize, hey, listen, this ain't gonna be no cakewalk.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Smart move. Smart move there.
Well, like Stephon wanted.
I'm gonna have to go right. Hmm? I'm going to have to wait. Let me try this out. There we go.
What?
This hand ain't gonna work. So
I'm sorry, buddy. So you're just getting used to that one.
Yeah. You done?
More like Stefan digging himself a bigger hole.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree too.
Yep.
Come on, you know what to do.
No.
Point for Tobin.
What, dude? There was a lot of compliments there. Big spoon!
Big spoon! Nurse Spoon.
Yeah, Nurse Spoon, dude.
Dude, nice. Can I say something?
Yep. What?
While sure. you're here.
Oh.
So, I get up this morning, no wife in the bed, right? We got this big old house. Everybody got their own room, their mm-hmm. own little setup.
Mm-hmm.
I get up and walk past the couch. Fonz, Rebecca, and Big Spoon are sleeping on the couch.
What were they watching?
Nothing!
Nah, they had to fall asleep watching something.
No. No.
Huh. That's kind of sweet.
No, it's not.
Why?
That's normal.
Yeah.
Paying for house that's not being used.
Yes, like if it's just a couch full of love.
Normal.
Okay.
It's completely normal.
All right.
You know.
Say bye bye to this hand.
Yeah. the only last thing for her to do is really pinch your cheeks.
Sorry, I'm left.
Hey.
I'm right.
You need to say bye bye to this hand.
Oh.
I don't use your hand.
Whoa, all right. You guys, listen. Okay, I'm very happy to hear all of this.
Yes.
Good for Big Spoon. Good for Little Spoon Leroy. I'm happy for everything that's happening in this studio right now.
What was that?
What?
I didn't do it.
Listen, she's going to play nurse later. Good for you, dude.
Yeah, nice.
Get you a sponge bath.
Mmm. I think the nurse was looking at you, Leroy. I think she's got something for you.
Dude, she's going to be annoyed after 5 minutes. Because, well, the first thing is, I'm hungry. I'm starving. And I'm thirsty. And I can't eat or drink anything. So, yeah, we got to get through that. Being that I only done the show for an hour,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah. All right.
Texter writes in, it wasn't until Monday morning that I could actually sing along with the Tua song. Yeah, it must make him happy now.
Huh.
Did you guys see this video that's blown up? It's gone viral of the fan who flipped Tua around. They flipped the video, and so it makes him look like a righty throwing the same bombs. And now everybody's just like, oh
my God. What does that mean?
Like, they think he looks better. They think he looks better as a guy chucking bombs as a righty. So, like, they think that the part of the reason people have a bias, because we saw this all over from the salty fans. Like, you got Tyreek Hill had to come back for that one.
They clearly haven't watched him play with Kansas City because he caught a lot of balls like that.
No, I know.
I mean, there's a couple of passes Patrick Mahomes threw him where he had to stop and come back.
Sure, but
who cares?
But did you see the video?
No, I started looking at it, and I was just like,
Oh, you thought it was stupid?
I saw the one where they go practice, and he spins out of it in the practice by
That's
himself,
cool. Yeah, I saw that, too. It. Some of the footwork cool. that he put out, that was cool. But, like, yeah. Marcus, have you seen it? Are you watching it right now?
No, I looked up the best left-handed QBs of all time to see if there's anyone who, like, threw bombs left-handed that people, like, even question.
Mark Brunell threw bombs because he had Jimmy Smith.
Michael Vick. I remember Michael Vick had a whole commercial that was, like, highlighting his
arm. Yeah, Michael Vick had a hose.
It wasn't accurate. Just flick it. He would just flick it.
Yeah,
he'd throw it to anybody.
Yeah.
For sure.
But he had a hose.
But I never was like, oh, if Michael Vick was right-handed, those throws would look deeper.
Because he was the fastest thing on 2 feet.
That's true. That's true.
Dude. Like what Michael Vick is, and you know what is, Lamar Jackson is not even close to the speed of Michael Vick, but he is the next version of that. You know, with Lamar Jackson, I mean, who else? Kyler Murray, right? Like Kyler Murray has the hose, but he's actually more accurate.
Yeah, well, he's a baseball player,
right? So. We've seen, like, if Michael Vick was the OG, and I wouldn't even say he's the OG. I would say the first guy that had that ability was probably Randall Cunningham. A guy who could elude, run, all those things. I'd say him. And then Michael Vick took that a step forward And then it's almost like everything was put together with these, you know, with Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson. I'm going to throw in, you know, Josh Allen, because y'all, so y'all won't say I'm racist. You know, and so now you have teams and guys where, you know, this is part of their offense. I mean, I can't even throw Justin Fields or Trey Lance in there because they haven't played. You know,
but people have always made the thing though, like forget about the mobile thing. Like people have always made, oh, it comes off different from a right, from a lefty to a righty.
It spins the opposite direction.
But people have said with Tua, it doesn't matter because he's just so precise. You know, when he's at his best in the crisp throws, it doesn't bother him.
Here's the other thing: if a receiver on your team ever said, "I missed that one because it was spinning the other way," we would lose our minds. Right? Catch the damn ball. So all that lefty-righty stuff. Now, I will say for a punt, the reason why it's so different is because when you're trained for the ball to fade a certain way because of the spin, and then it fades the other way, you just have to make some adjustments.
Right. I mean, well, unless you read the toes.
Oh, my God.
If you do that, you're good.
Can we send me on the I want to do surgery now.
Why?
Because.
I don't. You just, you know, you don't believe in righty Tua. You know, you don't think that Stephon Diggs is shook, and you don't read the toes. Like, I don't know.
Why? We can ask you a question.
Bam was right.
Why would Stephon Diggs be shook, and he ain't got to defend neither one of those guys?
I mean, because he knows, you know what? Because he knows he's going to a track meet in hell.
You know, I used to have this conversation twice a year in Minnesota, right? To all the guys during the week trying to talk themselves up and say Barry Sanders ain't going to get them, right? And we would say on the offense, there's a reason why this guy's a Hall of Famer is because you can't get him. Right? And lo and behold, he breaking ankles. I seen one play one time. Barry shook the guy in front of him, and the guy in back of the other guy giving support fell too.
Dexter writes in, Lamar isn't the same speed as Vic. You sleep, numb thumb.
I'm not. Dude, are you crazy?
What?
Look. Michael Vick is way faster than Lamar Jackson. Not just a little.
According to Google, the first 40 that I just put Lamar Jackson 40 time, he comes up a 4.34, and Michael Vick, he comes up a 4.33.
What's combine?
I don't think Lamar ran at the combine. This is according to
combine.
This is
it was a pro day.
So this is. This is the equivalent to T.O. saying he run a 4.3.
T.O. did that recently again, though. Like, T.O., what was the time? Do you remember that, Marcos? Like, this came out like maybe two weeks ago.
I did see that.
He had a new 40 time that was pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, let's see. He's listed at 4.45, but I know he had a recent one. Look, this says August 25th that he ran a 4.38.
Yeah, it's a 4.38 they're saying T.O. ran
a month ago. Dude.
Dude,
who's on the clock?
He's 48 years old.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
I'm gonna do you a favor. Okay. You my guy, right? Thick as thieves.
Mm-hmm.
Stop falling for this nonsense,
dude. I'm not like I'm just.
You're bringing me down with you.
I'm not bringing
you down.
People
are gonna say your boy believed T.O. can run a 4.38 because he read it on Google.
I'm gonna send you the video. You tell me whether or not you think it's real.
But Leroy, how come you you're quick to not believe that? But you believe LeBron is bald?
He's not bald.
There's no way he's
just
bald.
Wants attention.
This is a filter or Photoshop of some sort.
Wasn't he bald in the AT&T commercial?
No.
No way.
No. In fact, he's got more hair because he's gonna replace Lily.
Who remembers? You
can't replace Lily.
Well, what do you mean? How do you not? You know, everybody knows Lily.
I don't know her name.
You don't know Lily from AT&T?
I know the person. Okay. I don't know her name.
All right. Well, you know what? Shows what you know.
I think she's Russian.
Huh. Hello, LeBron. I give iPhone to everybody. Not spy tapped at all. Wink, wink. Totally not surveilling these phones. That's all body. What? I sent you the Terrell Owens recent 40 on your phone. So you be the judge of that. We'll take a break and get Leroy. Because Leroy is very skeptical that 48-year-old Terrell Owens could run under a 4.4. Back after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Our number 2 with Tobin and Leroy.
Obviously, you know, one of the teams to beat. They're playing, you know, exceptional ball. They got a game tonight that, you know, I'm sure, you know, we'll be tuned into. But they got playmakers all over the field and in all three phases. They're extremely well coached, and you know, like you said, you know, they're at the top right now. So it's going to be a fun challenge, and you know, something that I'm sure everybody in the locker room is looking forward to.
To Joe Rose. Gotta feed that good tight end when you got him, and bring us back to the Super Bowl. Throw the ball to Mike Gesicki.
There you go. Yeah, Mike Gesicki leading you into the Bills matchup. Oof, Durham Smythe whiffed on Justin Houston bad this past weekend.
Wow.
I mean, that was a swing and a miss.
He's supposed to be the blocking one.
I know, right? He is. I'm like, you think Durham Smythe came back? He goes, sorry, guys. Maybe you should put Gesicki out there for a little bit more.
I guess it wasn't Jesse Davis.
Hey, so after watching the tape,
okay,
there's a couple of small things that should be pointed out.
Okay.
One, you ain't running a 4.3 if a dude can keep up with you with a GoPro.
Okay.
Not possible.
Okay.
Do you understand how fast 4-3 is?
No. Do I look like I understand what 4-3 is?
No.
So you so what do you think he ran? Did you do it yourself? Like, did you time it?
I can't time it because I need two screens.
Are you thinking like 4-5?
4-5, 4-6.
I'll tell you what makes me skeptical about it right off the bat is that it's from Jake Paul's network. So that made me like,
Yeah, that's fair.
Feels, Jake Paul's the one with the GoPro.
Feel like Jake Paul wants like a buzzword. Hey, we have Terrell Owens after running a 4.38 on the show. That's what made me skeptical of it. But, you know, I don't want to be a hater. If he can do it, he can do it. Good for Terrell Owens.
It's not being a hater if it's not true.
Well, I don't know. Some people
like,
say.
I don't know why we think we can just tell these whoppers. Somebody says something and your reply is you're a hater. No, you a damn liar. How about that? That ain't no 4-3. That ain't being a hater. That's being accurate.
I don't
think y'all know how fast 4-3 is. Making it sound like it's just anybody could do it.
You guys see our boy Zach Sealer? Did you see him mic'd up? The Dolphins put out a mic'd up Zach Sealer.
Oh,
Sealer it on up.
Can't just keep.
Hey, let no.
Just keep pushing me, man.
You sound what? Like Shake and Bake right now.
Nah, dude, that's like I'm telling you, that's got to be a thing.
Shake and Bake.
I'm telling you, they need to put up on the commercial.
Magic Man. Now you see? Now you don't. That's what you sound like. That's what you sound like. Talladega Nights.
I liked him mic'd up. He's intense, you know? But he was like, bend, don't break. It was definitely nice. Listen, the Dolphins were very flexible on bend, don't break. Very flexible. But got the sauce when it mattered.
I'm assuming a lot of those clips came from the second half. Or maybe, you know, that they had a couple good stops on the inside.
Yeah, no. The big stops were like in the second half for sure. Especially the fourth quarter. Especially the fourth quarter is when the defense stepped up big. But, you know. This is going to be a tough challenge because that's a moose that they have to bring down. Now, thankfully, they are taking on a guy. They did just take on a very explosive quarterback.
Yeah, for sure.
And they were able to come out on top. So maybe, you know.
I don't know if they stopped.
They kind of warmed up a little bit.
Do you think they stopped Lamar, though?
Exactly, I'm not sure.
Did they do good?
I mean, they beat him. They did beat him.
They did beat him.
They beat him.
They sure did.
They let him. You know, you kind of
some old college stuff.
It's kind of one of those where you're like
100 run for 100.
It's like one of those games where like, you know, Giannis got his, but you got to, you know, you let him get his and the others, they got to step up for him. He can't score 100.
Yeah. Problem is the Ravens don't have a, you know, Stephon Diggs.
No, that's true.
They don't have all these.
That's true, but they did have.
I mean, he still threw for 300. He threw to somebody.
They did have three. What did they have? Three scoring plays of over 70 yards?
Correct. And that's not going to happen. You know, we're not going to give up two kick returns back to back. That's not going to happen.
Right. That was like a free 7 point. That didn't even count.
Come on. That's how you start.
That's
the game.
A fluke.
How often does that
kick
happen?
Kickoff return touchdown.
We're good for another year. We won't have another
one
for another year.
Colonel Sanders, he's not going to kick it to anybody ever again. All right. He's going to kick it out of the back of the end zone.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Oh, you remember down here in Miami when Devin Hester did it?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Learned. Super Bowl.
We learned, you know. We learned. So.
And by the way, Bills aren't even coming down here early, idiots. So if you don't come down here early, it's like you have no shot.
Sure.
Well, because if the genius Bill Belichick's going to come down here early and the Bills aren't even going to come down here early.
Yeah.
And what's the temperature in Buffalo right now?
That's fine. Let's see,
75.
Wow.
Really good, actually.
In Buffalo.
Buffalo weather.
63 degrees.
Oh, look at that.
63 degrees.
Popsicles.
Man, there's when they hit 60.
Dude, it's
when they hit 63 down here, it's like. Fur coats and boots with the fluffy stuff around them.
Dude, there's a low of 44 today in Buffalo. Could you even imagine what 44 degrees would feel like right now?
Oh, yeah, that feels good. That would feel so good.
I just want a little relief.
I can't golf. So.
Dude, they're going to melt. Josh Allen is not going to be able to stand up to this temperature. He played in Wyoming, dude.
Cramps.
He better, I'll tell you what, he better get out that SPF 100.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. You know, the only guy who's used to it, too, Rousseau. You know. Yeah. And congratulations. I mean, you broke two of his ribs last year, but you ain't better than Jalen Phillips. Mm-hmm.
Jordan, you know, got Jordan Phillips, too.
I tell you who's due. JP's due for a biggin'.
Yeah,
you know?
It's true.
I think he's got revenge on the mind. He remembers that Bills game last year.
Yeah.
You know, where Greg Rousseau.
We've had a Jordan Phillips and a Jalen Phillips.
Yeah. Yep. It's a pretty popular last name.
Phillip Wheeler.
Oh, he sucked.
Yeah, he did.
I mean,
that was your boy with the club hand, Leroy. He was bad.
That's not his fault. That's not his fault.
Lena,
just that bum.
I wasn't gonna say. It was him and Danelle Ellerby. Woof.
Ugh.
Terrible linebacking core.
Not our best.
We won free agency though.
Different times though, dude. Yeah. Different times down here in Dolphin Land. Okay.
Yeah.
You think they should? Because I was a little worried that they didn't really put a whole bunch of pressure on Lamar. They just kind of sat back and watched him play football.
Do you think that was because they thought it'd be too obvious, like because that's what they did last year?
But I think at some point—
because they messed Mac Jones up. I mean, Mac Jones, obviously you have two different levels of athleticism and a way different level of athleticism when you're talking Mac Jones to Josh Allen.
Here, I said the same thing in Cleveland. There's so many times in a game where things are working great and you don't just accept the fact that they can't stop it. You feel you got to change it up because they're going to figure it out. And you almost hurt yourself by doing that. I would say you keep doing something until it doesn't work. So if zero coverage and pressure is what gets Lamar off his spot and running, then you do it. Because the guys that they had running routes, you didn't have a lot of confidence in.
Somebody's
now,
saying,
things change now.
Somebody's saying, wasn't it AJ Epinesa who broke through? You guys might be right on that. Remember Epinesa's empanadas? Robbie was very big on him in Robbie's draft room, AJ Epinesa.
Oh.
Yep.
Listen, they're a good team. They're good. But this is, you know, we don't really know how good. I mean, what have they done? You know, you beat a Ryan Tannehill and a washed Derrick Henry?
Well, they're not good because of the first 2 weeks. They're good because of the last 2 or 3 years.
And
they've been pretty consistent.
You know what
they're not going to pull it. They're not going to pull a Cincinnati Bengals.
You know what, dude? You know what they say?
Which is what I told you happens to the losing team in the Super Bowl, and you laughed at
it. The pass is good for memories, but the pass can't win games for you. Why are you looking at me like that?
Was true.
I don't understand.
I wasn't that bad of a...
He completely slumped down. Well, let me ask you something. How many points can the past score for you? Zero.
I don't know, but the past can get you 28 and a quarter.
I'm not talking to you right now.
Oh,
I'm talking to Marcos.
Sure. You want me to relay a message?
Can you believe
a
guy who has spent his life living on petty is now saying, don't worry about the past when that's all you do?
When it comes to rap bastardry, but when we're talking about winning games, it doesn't mean anything.
You have exceptions to all the rules.
Well, I mean, like, I'm not going to, when it comes to somebody being a rat bastard, of course track record matters. But when it comes to winning football games, you know, sure, they haven't beat the Bills in 7 tries.
Yikes.
But that just means they're due.
I know what that feels like. It sucks. That's how we were with Pittsburgh. By the way, the Browns play Pittsburgh.
I mean, they lost to stinky Josh Allen. They didn't even lose to good Josh Allen. They've been losing to Josh Allen. I don't think he's ever lost to the Dolphins.
They lost to the running back, Josh Allen.
Josh Allen has beaten the Dolphins every time he's faced them. Every single time.
So it's like the Tua relationship with Bill Belichick.
Pretty much. Yes, it is. Except the Dolphins are already on to another coach. But here's the thing. The pass can't score points for you, dude. All it's good is for a scrapbook.
It's deep.
And you want to talk about a scrap? The only scrap that's going to matter is that fight on the field.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
You know what's amazing? How much this man trash talks without ever actually playing it down.
What do you mean?
Some of the things that you think would fly, you would get your ass kicked every day.
It's just,
every day.
Okay, dude. But like Stephon Diggs, nice story. Okay, cute. But like Minnesota replaced him like that. Wasn't even a thing. Has Tyreek Hill been replaced in KC? No.
Nope.
Nope.
Good luck,
you
Juju.
Can't say that with the quarterback throwing for 300 yards and four touchdowns.
Well, he's kept his greatness going, sure, but I mean, it shows you that he's a little bit more replaceable than Tyreek Hill is.
Yeah.
Who's a little more replaceable?
Stephon Diggs.
Is he the best Diggs brother? I don't know.
Is it Trayvon Diggs?
Yeah.
Is that his brother?
Yeah. Corner.
You don't
and,
know that.
I
think he's right about that though.
No, I am right about that.
Feels like.
Oh man.
Don't worry about it, dude.
Go ahead, Google it. I see you both looking at
this. He is the brother of Stephon Diggs.
He is the brother.
Okay.
He is the brother of Stephon Diggs.
I still don't believe you.
He is. I swear to God.
That's fair. You know, in Leroy's defense, that's fair to not believe us.
Wait. He's the only guy that fakes like he's looking at Google while telling a whopper. So I'm sorry if I'm still a little hesitant.
That's fair.
Trayvon Diggs and Stephon Diggs are brothers.
You know what it's like doing the show with you? It's like when Lucy holds the football for Charlie Brown, right?
I always think
this time you're going to hold the ball, right? This time you're not going to do fake Google search.
They got no running game.
And it never fails. You get me every time.
I just think that the Bills' time is up, you know?
It hasn't been – wait. You tell them time's up and they haven't even started time yet.
You had a chance to get to the table.
Yep.
You know, your buzzer went off at Cheesecake Factory and you were nowhere to be seen. And so guess what? Tua gets your table now.
They played as one
Tua
of the,
gets
they played in one of the most epic playoff games ever.
Okay, but guess what? Your buzzer went off and where were you? Sitting there watching.
Probably over there sitting by you eating wings at the bar and forgot.
And be like, hey, sorry, Josh, we've given your table over there to Mr. Tagovailoa.
Is that not the most uncomfortable thing in a restaurant when you go wait for your table at the bar and then they come and just take your drink and bring it to your table?
I don't think it hurts.
It's just weird.
I don't know. The thing about Cheesecake Factory that weirds me out is you sit next to strangers sometimes.
I used to only go there to get cheesecake. And now they put a thin layer of cake to make the cheesecake look big while not giving you all of that cheesecake.
Yeah, I've had Cheesecake Factory cheesecake recently, and I think you're slandering them because I felt like the cheesecake was to its fulfillment.
Hmm.
But some of their cheesecakes, they fluff it up with cake.
Depends on the flavor, dude.
Huh. You said it's Cheesecake Factory!
Oh, okay.
It's no cake!
It's not true.
And they just started that. You never had that before. Stop. They're trying to shave around the edges by putting that little fluffer cake.
In a lot of ways, Tua Tagovailoa is like a gourmet cheesecake, and Josh Allen is the fluff cheesecake. Just a layer of cake, dude. He ain't true. It ain't all flavor.
Yeah.
We just choose these guys, you know? Like, all of a sudden, we don't care about his flaws anymore. Okay. All right. We'll see.
What, I just out of curiosity,
yeah.
What are his flaws?
Oh, dude, first of all, how about you do it a little bit more than a season or two?
There's that.
You know?
For sure.
Whatever happened that got to show me over the span of a career, as far as I'm concerned, he's a 500 fighter. Two crappy years and two good years.
Yeah.
Two hit one game.
Well,
before he had a coach sabotaging him, and the hip injury.
Remember Alabama? Hey,
you know.
By the way, good. You know it's really okay to compliment somebody.
Nah.
It doesn't necessarily mean that you all of a sudden are on their side and rooting for them.
Whatever, dude. Empanadas are better than chicken wings.
Mm. I said it, Buffalo.
Mm. I said it.
Mm.
I said it, dude.
Gotta tell you. If you buy them at the right place, they are delicious.
Yeah.
Take a quick break. Back after this.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
With Tobin and Leroy.
Gotta mention whiskey.
You gotta mention whiskey, dude. If you don't mention whiskey, it's not a country song. You guys can text show 786-360-0790. Text writes in, Josh Allen is 7-1 against the Fins. Okay, so his rookie year was, I guess, the last year the Dolphins won. Not the last.
He literally could not throw.
Yeah. Now he's, you know.
You know who else only has one loss? Mike McDaniel. And that's a preseason game. Jason Sanders blew a couple
games. Yeah, that's not his fault.
So
that's not his fault.
This guy hasn't lost a game.
Mike McDaniel is a godsend. He really is. I mean, this guy, what a treasure the Dolphins stumbled upon, really, you know? Because this idea of going with some old fossil like Sean Payton, who, talk about a lack of guts with Sean Payton. Can't even keep an opinion straight for 1 week. He's like, oh, first Teddy Bridgewater's going to play, and now Tua is the best. But he's not really the best, but he's kind of the best. I'm sorry I was so hard on him, but not really. This guy couldn't be a coach anymore. Flip-flopper. That's what he is. I need a guy who can go with his gut, all right, and Mike McDaniel.
Big snack time guy.
That's a man who knows how to put his flag in the ground and say, hey, I'm here.
Never wanted him ring a bell?
Boom.
What do you mean?
All the guys you made will calls for?
I mean, the only guy that I've really, like, I completely disowned after many, many egregious fake outs was Bradley Beal. He's a look at me, he's a look at me show pony. That's what he is.
What about Jimmy?
I did not want Jimmy. I always wanted Jimmy. What I said was, because you are a guy who likes to make things up, what I said was, with Jimmy Butler, when he was already on the Philadelphia 76ers, reports were coming out that him and Brett Brown were butting heads, which actually turned out to be true. And I said, man, may have dodged a bullet. But I didn't say I didn't want him. You're making things up, dude. I have plenty of memes going back to the Wolves days of Jimmy Butler, of Pat Riley going after Jimmy Butler.
May have dodged a bullet?
Yeah.
Which is basically your way of saying glad we didn't get him.
No, it's not.
Then what are you saying?
May have dodged a bullet is, man, maybe the Heat dodged a headache at that point. But I didn't say I didn't want him. It's not the same thing. And by the way, those reports turned to be wildly overblown. I mean, he's the greatest teammate ever. Now, he did try and fight Eric Spoelstra last year. That did happen, you know. But
no, he didn't. That's not a fight, dude.
What are you talking about?
That's nothing.
It's something. That was something, dude. You don't remember?
No, what's something is when old boy choked his coach out.
Leroy.
Well.
Ah, all right. Fine.
That was.
I mean, if that's the extreme. You want to go to
but in sports, there's always in sports, there's always that.
Leroy, when have you ever seen Eric Spoelstra throw a clipboard?
No, not that. Yeah. My gosh,
he's not going to have PJ Tucker this year to clean that thing up.
True. Who's going to pick up the clipboard?
My guess, Big Yurt.
Ah.
Chris Quinn.
I don't know.
Quinn's holding Spo back.
Yeah, Chris Quinn's a little fire pistol, you know?
Is he?
Got to be careful.
Fire piss whistle.
He's the get back coach.
Cats are finicky.
Oh.
Speaking of cats, Panthers opening up camp. Excited? Ooh, Carter Verhaeghe's excited.
Yeah.
Today?
When?
Today's media day.
Oh.
Wow. Oh. Yeah, I forgot. Kind of sprung that one on me.
Panthers. Back already.
We're going to Heat.
Yeah, Monday. I mean, if you're okay, if you're up for it.
Yeah. Right. Give us a thumbs up if you're up for it.
-1%.
I'm gonna give you a number one.
Minus one for Sacks. Yeah.
That was crazy. Come on.
You were very rude.
I'm sorry.
Very rude. No, but Cats opening up today. That's what's going down. Big season for the Cats. The Kachuk era is upon us.
Mm. Are you going to open in the first day?
I'm not today now because I got a porpoise pod later. But
it's on your way back.
It's not the but yeah I know but I got a porpoise pod. I can't do it. But I'll get there. I'll get over there. I'll get to the ice.
You do that in person?
Sometimes I'm actually I asked old knees if he's gonna come in or if we're doing this on the internet. So
one stitch.
I'm waiting for him. One stitch. Yeah, I'm waiting. Yeah. I'm waiting for an answer. But I do want to get out to Panthers practice. You know, I like watching hockey practice.
I think that's one of the best names he's gotten. Better than Man Bun. One stitch. Because he is hobbling around here for the last 3 months, and all he got was a little microscopic surgery.
You think the new Panthers coach will take him to the promised land?
Yeah, I was just looking at him now. Paul Maurice?
Yeah, they call him the Joker.
This guy looks like he does not tell jokes. I don't know, it's very serious.
No, dude, you know that song?
Yeah.
Some people call me Maurice.
Oh.
Did they actually call him the joke or is that just...
Sounds like little Steve Miller Band?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, I made it up. Nobody calls him that, JFig.
Is that a pointer? Minus one?
I just wanted you to admit it.
Everybody gets mad at me because I ain't buying it when he does fake Google. You guys are suckers. Suckers. You fall for it every time.
I didn't fall for it. I just wanted him to admit it on air.
If you Google his picture, you can tell he is not called the Joker, dude. Unless it's like one of those big guys you call Tiny.
He's a very serious hockey guy.
He's frowning. He's borderline frowning in almost every picture.
Hmm.
I like that, though. No games.
Hockey coaches are like that, though, right? Most of them.
Who's the
last hockey coach with, like, just...
You don't think Mike McDaniel could work in hockey?
No.
Being a big snack time guy, you don't think that works in hockey?
No.
I'm a big snack time guy.
Like, it literally sounds like when he says that at 12:30, 1:30, and 2 o'clock, just before we go out on the field, is snack time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a blot off time in his day to just go sit in his office and enjoy snacks.
Yeah. You got to stay fueled, dude. You can't be running on fumes. I mean,
last time I did that, I was in kindergarten. Mm. You know, and they just broke everything down for you. Nap time.
Yeah.
Nap time.
But
except they don't take naps no more.
They do.
You have to buy that big old mat when you were a kid.
Yep.
And bring it to your little preschool or your kindergarten.
I remember.
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
Nap time.
I don't think I ever had nap time.
You had nap time. Everybody had nap time back in the day. And I mean, it's way back. It's probably kindergarten.
Probably wasn't the cleanliest thing, but you used to go get your mat, yeah, put it on the floor, and all the kids would just lay down and take a nap.
Yeah. That's right.
I don't recall.
Now they go the whole day.
I would say, though, for Mike McDaniel, though, he goes from not showering for 4 days to being very cleanly.
Yeah.
You know, probably went times where he was eating probably just Slim Jims and soda, and now he's probably, you know, he's got
Slim Jim. Does he look like a Slim Jim and soda guy?
He looks very much like a Slim Jim and soda guy.
Yeah,
no way.
What are you talking about? Of course he does. No.
He look how thin he is.
Doesn't matter. Some people just got
you
the genes.
You can't go on a diet of Slim Jims. It takes forever to digest,
dude. He looks like a Slim Jim and soda guy. Back in the day. Now he's probably more like a grown-up.
So you like Slim Jims?
No, nobody likes Slim Jims. Have you ever had a Slim Jim?
It's disgusting. I know.
You know what Slim Jims are used for? Rat traps. Rats love Slim Jims.
I could just picture me putting one in a rat trap and coming home later and Tobin stuck on the trap.
I'm such a bastard.
It had cheese in it.
Look at this guy. I haven't made one sea lion joke today about your thumbs.
Wow. And yet we managed to get there all by ourselves. Right? I haven't called you fat one time today.
Take a break. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.